Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program. Dougie Dougs, we'll be back before we know it. I'm Jay Kirshner. She's Jen Horn. Jen, what all nicknames do you have for Doug? I feel like Dougie is
usually
one.
It's Dougie, Doug Rue, sometimes the Dougster. And those are just the ones we can say on the radio.
Okay. Nothing that you've not said to his face.
Exactly. Never say it. You only say things that you'd say to someone's face. That's right.
I love your nicknames for each other because you've called him Dougie so many times, mm-hmm. and he calls you Jen, and you can
Jen,
just tell.
Jen, there's that. And you know what? When I was little, affection. My parents used to call me that when I was a kid, Jen.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah,
and I like it.
It all fits. We've known each other a really long time. Doug and I have known each other. Gosh, I think I started on this program in 2007.
When you were 12.
When I was 12 years old, give or take a day. But I even knew Doug before I started on the program. So it's been a really, it's been a long time.
Well, you can tell just the way the conversations go and certain things you discuss. And even when you are in a disagreement on the topic, you can still hear how much love and respect there is. And I think that that's so invaluable, especially with different topics we discuss, because they are hot topics in the sense of not just trending topics, but that hot-headed, some people feel very passionate. Yeah,
I know. And you know what? It's always been my mentality that you can disagree with people and you can disagree on issues, but you can still love the person. And I, believe me, I have so many friends in my life who are not, who don't line up the same way that I do and think the same way I do politically. And my mom is one of them. One of the things that I've learned is you cannot let stupid issues that divide us, that are being used against us to divide us, I really mm-hmm. believe, because people love having team sports around. Mm-hmm. Can't let that keep you away from people that you really care about.
Yeah, and everybody feels like they have to put people in a box. Well, I think that that's just one of many reasons that makes you so good at your job, but also just such an genuinely awesome human being. I could fawn over you all day, but let's just go into some good news.
Let's keep going. I like it.
You're like, no, keep going, please.
Compliments on the ones here on the Doug
President. Yeah, president of the Jen Horn fan club right here. So some good news, some history in the making. Mikayla Shiffrin has made history with her 87th victory. She did this to round out her 27s because girl just turned 28 today. Today is her birthday. And she did she claimed the Alpine Skiing World Cup record after winning the slalom event. And this all was going down in Sweden. So she had her giant slalom victory on Friday, tying for the win record of 86 set by a Swedish skier back in the 1980s. And then the monumental achievement happened on Saturday, the alpine skier, most accomplished alpine skier of all time. This means both men and women, not just, the one for the women or whatever. No, of all time.
Good for her.
I know. And 27, that's so young. Well, maybe in the sport, it's probably, not young. You know how the age of sports always is.
I feel bad. I've never heard of her, but I don't really follow these winter sports. I know a lot of people love skiing and the Olympics and the World Cup and all that, but how exciting to be so accomplished at such a young age. And to truly, skiing is one of those sports where you don't have to worry about the biological differences. In many cases, you can get women that are just as good or better than men, and she's proof of that. So good
proof of it. Exactly. Well, and a name that I'm sure you do know, Lindsey Vonn.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Shiffrin beat Lindsey Vonn's record for the most World Cup wins by a female alpine skier. So that was for the female side, and that happened back in January. So now she takes home the title, most awarded, most celebrated of the sport, period. And she got to celebrate in a really cool way. It happens, it all goes down. She is on the stage accepting her award and talking about the record-setting 83rd victory. And she looks out into the crowd for her mom and her coach, and she sees that first two unidentified people standing with them, and then it dawns on her, holy crap, that's her brother and her brother's wife. She had no idea they were going to be there. They surprised her for it. And so it made for just such a more emotional moment of getting to share that moment with family members that also you didn't expect that were going to be able to be there.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I had to look it up, too. So alpine skiing is just regular downhill skiing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How exciting. Good for her. And the fact that her family members were there, you love seeing those stories where it's, like, unexpected and the adrenaline for them is just pumping. And what a huge accomplishment, especially knowing that today is her birthday and that she's, you know, doing everything that she can. What a good way to celebrate.
I know,
If I were winning, like, the gold like she did, I'd probably, like, have, like, my golden birthday and probably just make everything sparkly.
Yes.
But who am I kidding? I'm not an Olympic skier or a World Cup skier. And
don't act like you don't make every birthday sparkly anyway.
Exactly. Need
like
extra
sparkles are your favorite color.
Exactly.
Jen, what are some news stories that you're seeing that you're going to be talking on your morning show today?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many things that we're covering. So this bank story, I think, is a huge one, which we started about. And the president's talking about that. Also, we're going to talk about this new, the scandal in California. So this is, we spent a lot of time talking about local stuff, and you guys may have heard, we had to, and maybe seen on social media, we've had some crazy weather in California. It snowed. I mean, I can count on my one hand the number of times that it actually snowed in my neighborhood, and this year was one of those times. Doesn't happen very often, but we have a lot of people who are trapped in our local mountains. And I think the death toll is at like 13 or 15 people who were left behind, who had no power, who were without heat. Some of them asphyxiated because they had gas leaks, because their meters froze and cracked. And a lot of these are older people who were living by themselves up in the mountains. And, you know, I can hear people now going, well, they should have known. They should have known the storm was coming. Yes, maybe. But if you don't have any place to go, the government should have known, too. And the government didn't even declare an emergency. Gavin Newsom didn't declare an emergency until 2 weeks after the snow fell. So
that's awful.
He's dealing with a lot of heat right now. And when he finally declared the state of emergency, he went to Mexico and came back with COVID and finally got this last week, Joe Biden to declare a federal state of emergency to get FEMA help in there. So it's been a long time coming, and there are people who still don't have medicine, who still don't have food. The roads just opened a couple days ago. And so we've been really covering how these people got left behind. I mean, really, to just rely on their neighbors to keep each other going. And when the snowplows actually even went in, and there was so much snow on the ground that when they plowed it, they actually ended up walling people into their homes behind like 10, 15 feet of snow. So even the plows actually ended up making things worse.
So were they just not equipped, but like did they not know to not do that?
I have no idea why that happened. I don't know if they didn't think it through or if they were just saying, you know, we're told to clear the road, so that's what we're going to do. But in any case, it almost just made it worse.
We've seen photos of people opening their front doors or a door to the house, and you see that it's just this wall of snow. You can't.
It's a wall. And a lot of these areas don't have county. It's been a disaster, literally, truly, for the last few weeks. So now, Gavin Newsom, who's taken the heat for going to Mexico while people are freezing to death,
and
is coming back out
in Mexico and being told not to go to Mexico.
Right, after we're being told not to go to Mexico. He's coming out again today to talk about, of course, reparations, which is so ridiculously tone deaf. I mean, if you want to talk about reparations, do it after people have been dug out. But reparations have been a really big hot topic in our state. California wants to give $360,000 a person to people who have been here for a certain amount of time who are black, who have identified on government documents as black. $360,000. When the state's already in jeopardy, we've got these emergencies happening everywhere, and California, just for the record, was never a slave state. So this has got a lot of people, forget your political affiliation, this just has a lot of people fired up about the best ways to use our money right now and priorities in the state. San Francisco, I think we talked about it, is also looking to do their own reparations program. They're trying to do $5 million a person for people who are black in San Francisco and who've been there for 12 years.
What is the theory behind that when it wasn't a slave state?
And truly, like I keep saying this, I'm like kind of whispering this part, but saying it out loud. If any group of people were going to want reparations in California, it should be the Asians. It should be the people who were brought here to work on the railroads or the people who were kept in internment camps in California. It wasn't necessarily black Americans. If anybody were to be complaining, it would be that demographic group. But it seems like the focus is always on those people who are here and are black. So, interesting. Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
So that'll be one of the stories today. And Newsom's just the way he's choosing, like, to deal with one thing over another. Because it sounds great when you can give out $360,000 to somebody, right? Here, you get all this money, but yet you're kind of ignoring the people who are still locked away in their cabins and don't have access to food or to medication.
Well, and it goes along with a lot of the situations of people just read the headlines so that they don't read the whole story.
That's
and
true.
It's like, well, that sounds great. Let's run with it. And then they start forming their own narrative around it rather than seeing what all is actually included and entails.
Yep. And this is a guy who wants to be president. So that's why we keep an eye on him. I mean, Newsom has said he's not running this time, but I can tell you if something happens and Biden doesn't make it into the race for 2024, Newsom will be there front and center. And the question is he going to be, is he what the rest of the country wants? Because already people think California is absolutely nuts. Do we want a California the whole country?
Yeah. Well, even if he doesn't go for 24, I could see him definitely pitching in for 28.
Oh, 1,000%. It's either this time or it's next time, but it will happen.
Yeah.
And so what does it look like optically for him in California to try to sell his big accomplishments to the rest of the country?
My goodness. Well, and some other news. Four astronauts returned to Earth Saturday.
I love this.
Yes. Yep. They had their 5-month stay at the International Space Station. This is the U.S., Russian, Japanese cruise capsule. It splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico near, off the Florida coast near Tampa. They had a 19-hour trek back to Earth. 19 hours. What do you think of that?
What would it be to come back and, like, seeing everything that you saw, but also that time, like, to get used to being back on Earth again? What do you think that's like when you come back? And only a small group knows what it's like because only a small group has done it.
Of course, and I think we always look at the picture of the videos when they're going into outer space, and you think of, like, they have not the zero G's, but, like, the force to get into outer space, and it's, like, just all that air pressure going against
them. It's weird to get out of a swimming pool and to feel your weight. Imagine when you get out of a space capsule.
It's weird to step off of a treadmill and just, like, onto a flat floor. But, yeah, and then you think of the reverse of it, also to come back to all of that gravity. That has to be tough.
Yeah, well, I think so, too.
Yeah. More to come on Doug Steffens Good Day.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's 23 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day radio program. I am Jake Hirschner. Doug will be back before we know it. Priyanka Chopra is in the news for discussing her time at the South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, where she did a conversation with the head of Amazon Studios. And at the end of the discussion, she fielded some questions from the crowd. And one attendee asked her how she handles negativity that's actually directed at her. And she was kind of like, well, in my field, there are so many unpleasant things that are difficult to hear that I regularly deal with. But at the same time, the pressure of the job is so intense that you can't really, even if you are affected by something, you can't show that you are affected by it. And she gave an example that she's like, I can't arrive here today feeling crappy because somebody told me yesterday that I'm not sample sized. And then she went into it, how somebody was explaining she is no longer sample sized. And they did it in such a rude and mean way that it crushed her. And sample size is a size two. And she was so upset about it. She talked with her family. She went home and cried to her husband about it. And then it dawned on her of the real problem is not that she's not sample size. It's the fact that she's so affected by the fact that she's not sample size and that somebody is putting worth on her based on what her body size is, by her body type and all of that. And that's a huge problem that so many celebrities deal with. And somebody else who's dealing with body shamers, Selena Gomez. And we'll explain more about that coming up.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Gomez is coming clean about something that she says she lied about. She is really big on taking to social media and telling people to, you know, stay kind. And when she posts about herself, she has come out and said that her weight fluctuates because of her lupus medication. And she has said that whenever people body shame her, it doesn't hurt her because it's just like what you say about my body. It doesn't matter. You do you, I'll do me. Well, she's coming clean and saying that she lied. Body shamers absolutely affect her. And there will be times where she's posting something to social media, all of the meanwhile crying her eyes out because she feels like she has to post something, but at the same time, she knows that she has gained a little bit of weight and that she's going to get slammed, and then starts reading some comments of people being so mean. And while she's projecting and promoting that she doesn't care, body shamers can do whatever they want, they have no effect on her, she's coming clean and saying, you know what, no, words hurt, and they hurt me on a regular basis. And James Collins in the Dallas studios, I know that we share this unfiltered love for Selena Gomez.
Absolutely. That was one of the first things we bonded on. And so I've watched her since I was a kid. And so it's really sad for me to see her struggling with this. But it's also uplifting to know that she overcomes it time and time again. She had that song last year, My Mind and Me, that was all about mental health and recovery and like the struggles of mental illness, but how you can overcome it, of course. And she obviously has time and time again. And she's just amazing. Like you said, you and I have a shared love. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's one of those things where a lot of times people want to pretend they're strong and say, like, well, no, don't listen to the haters. Haters going to hate, all of that stuff.
For
and
sure.
People, when people are picking on you, it's normally something about themselves or within themselves they actually don't like. So don't let it get you down. But the fact is, it's really hard to not let it get you down. And when celebrities themselves even come out and they're like,
right,
no, this affected me too, I think that that's helpful in letting people know, like, no, words hurt. They hurt everybody. Just stay kind to each other. Oh, thanks, James.
Absolutely.
It's 28 after the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea,
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. will sell nuclear-powered submarines to the Australians under a new partnership announced Monday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the move will help counter threats in the Indo-Pacific, including China.
To help ensure peace and stability, to ensure that there would not be the repeat of major power conflict that we saw in decades past.
Sullivan said the move is not to provoke China, but to deter conflict and promote peace in the region. The Biden administration is giving the green light to a controversial oil drilling project in Alaska. The Willow Project will be located inside a petroleum reserve about 200 miles north of the Arctic Circle. It's expected to produce about 180,000 barrels of oil a day and create up to 2,500 short-term jobs, as well as 300 long-term positions. The Willow Project has been heavily criticized by activists who say it's bad for the environment. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program, so why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684.
It's Beth Stephens' Good Day program. I'm Jay Kirchner. Doug will be back tomorrow. Typically, whenever we do the daylight savings, spring forward time. Oh, before we get into that, if you haven't changed the batteries in your smoke and CO2 detectors this weekend, go do that. The time change is always a good opportunity to use as a reminder to change those batteries, and then you don't have the chirp, chirp, chirp whenever they start, and then you are trying to figure out which detector is going off with that chirp, chirp, chirp thing. Now, with daylight saving time, the spring forward, fall back, typically a lot easier to rally around, but the spring forward, you lose an hour. The Sunday it happens, not as bad. The Monday, today, the next day, always kind of feels a little bit worse. So if you find it hard to spring forward, adjust to the daylight saving time, Here are some tips to help you adjust to this time change. You can practice some good habits before bedtime by quitting caffeinated beverages 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. Maybe a little bit earlier if you have a hard time metabolizing caffeine. You can dim the lights down on the electronics and use the blue light glasses. A lot of phones have a kind of night mode that gives the backlighted screen more of a brown effect than that strong blue. A lot of people preach don't have phones and electronics in the bedroom anyway, but you know what? Sometimes it happens, and for some people, maybe doing a little something on their phone helps them relax. I know some people, myself, Sudoku, kind of relaxing. Now, keep your dinner time consistent. Go to bed and get up at the same time. Are some more tips. You can get more light. Go outside for walks. Use a pink Himalayan salt lamp or some other kind of light therapy lamp. And if you need help falling asleep, you can use some nighttime teas, sound machines. There are even different YouTube videos. I know this goes back to having your phone in the bedroom, but YouTube videos or some songs that maybe you can even download that can help you unwind. They can give you some of those sounds. The sound of a dryer is amazing. You can keep your sleep environment quiet, comfortable, cool. You can even have light blocking window shades, those blackout curtain things if you don't already have those. Or if you have some way to hang up like an old comforter or something, that can even help. So hopefully some of that helps. And I guess we'll just see what happens. At least we know it gets better as the week goes on. What do you say we get into a quick rundown of some different items that have been happening in the news? The post-production editors behind Saturday Night Live are ready to strike and have set a deadline of April 1st. Now, if there is a walkout, it would be the show's first strike in history. Rush Limbaugh's longtime Palm Beach home is sold for $155 million. Try saying $1 million without that whole Dr. Evil thing. Let's see, what else? Okay, so William Shatner is going to be doing a biodoc, and he's not telling us, he did say that he's doing it because he knows he doesn't have long to live. He doesn't have that much longer left, in a way. Now, he hasn't said why exactly he has said that he hasn't got that long and that he's at peace with that fact, but it could also be the situation that he is 91 years old. Maybe there is some underlying health issue he's not speaking to, or maybe it is just that he is acknowledging he is in his 90s. Let's see, what else? Robert Blake, the child actor famous for his role in the later series, the later season of the series Our Gang, which is also kind of known as The Little Rascals, his role in TV's Beretta, his legacy was tarnished over the suspicion of him murdering his wife. He has died at the age of 89 due to heart situation complications. Let's see. Oh, there was that Silicon Valley Bank collapse that happened last Friday morning after a stunning 48 hours, which its capital crisis set off fears of a meltdown across the banking industry. Disney admits they went a little overboard and are going to be more selective about the Marvel Universe and Star Wars movies to become films and TV shows in the future. They acknowledge that they really wanted to rank in that dough, and were just kind of like, we will make anything and everything that falls in line with these franchises, and they weren't all hits. So they're going to be a little bit more selective. Oh, speaking of Disney, they are being sued by a man who claims that the Frozen 2 song, Some Things Never Change, that's kind of Frozen 2's Let It Go from Frozen 1, virtually identical to a song he wrote nearly 2 decades earlier. So we will see what happens there. Late last week, King Charles gave his youngest brother, Prince Edward, the title of Duke of Edinburgh, last held by his father, Prince Philip. Dirty Dancing star Jane Brucker, who played baby's sister, Lisa, has decided to pull the plug on her marriage after almost 20 years. It's always sad to hear. Oh, train derailments. How often do they actually happen? Because it seems like they've been happening a lot lately. Well, in 2022, there were over 1,000 of them. So apparently that's an average of around 3 a day, and we just were not hearing about those. Okay, so those are some random different stories in the news. How about some did you know? Do you like did you know trivia things? Well, did you know when women turn 40, they are more likely to speed while driving? How about this one? More than half of us take being called cheap as a compliment. Carousels rotate counterclockwise in the U.S., but clockwise in the U.K. Half of us have a problem with food touching other food on the plate when eating dinner. You know what? I was thinking about this the other day, getting my son some food. And children, toddler babies, their plates have different areas so that you can put specific food in each little compartment and it doesn't touch the other. Why don't we have that as adults? I'm a bowl person. Give me any of my entire meal in a bowl and I'm happy, so I clearly don't mind food touching. But for people who do, it's a legitimate thing, and I don't know why this isn't more of a universal practice. Another, did you know 45% of people have stolen napkins and other paper items from work at least once in their life? A survey reveals that 30% of us wash the car at home, 65% do it elsewhere, and 5% don't do it at all. 5% of people do not wash their car? Well, I guess sometimes if you're just going to rely on the rain, maybe. 83% of people under the age of 30 use their mobile phone as an alarm clock. Is that not normal? Can you tell me, do you actually even have an alarm clock? Take a picture of it and share it with us. Facebook, Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, at Good Day On Air. I don't even remember the last time I saw a legitimate alarm clock. Okay, some more. Did you know? A survey says that only 5% of people think that they are overpaid. People think they're overpaid? Wow. According to a study, 1 out of 4 dogs are depressed. That is really sad. We're going to have to talk to Warren about that this week. Our favorite pet and animal expert, Pet Show, Warren Eckstein, about how do we know if our dog is depressed. He spoke recently about tips and tricks to know if your dog has anxiety. You can check that out on the Good Day. Download our podcast. Hit up gooddayshow.com. But, oh my goodness, if they're depressed, 1 out of 4 dogs are depressed. And the very last one of did you know, about 1 out of 3 of us have sent a text message in our sleep? Interesting. I wonder what it said. Okay, moving on to some other news. No good deed goes unpunished, and not every situation means that somebody might be committing a crime. There was a suspicious, quote-unquote, suspicious older man who was handing out chocolate to kids in Ontario. And turns out he was simply just doing acts of kindness. The man, who has not been identified, approached a child. And I think this is one of those things that we are taught as children and we teach our children to do not take candy from a stranger. Well, he approached a child who was walking home from school and asked if the child wanted some candy. He offered him a box of the Pot of Gold candies. And he insisted the reluctant child take the candy. And he was just trying to give the kid candy. He was just trying to give kids candy. He wanted to put a smile on some people's faces, some kids, and wasn't trying to lure them. He really wasn't trying to be suspicious or anything. And the fact is, he wasn't even only doing this with kids. He was offering several people of varying ages some candy. And police have determined that his motives were genuinely pure and good, and he thanked everybody in the community who helped with figuring out this whole situation and identifying that, no, this person was just trying to do good deeds. And that's just, you know, it's one of those things that sometimes if somebody actually needs help, we don't help them because we think it's a scam or they have these sinister ulterior motives. And other times, maybe it's real, or maybe we do offer help to somebody who did have something like that. Or in this situation, a man is handing out candy to kids, but it turns out he was handing out candy to all kinds of various ages. And it was just to help put smiles on people's faces. A little bit of good news that is actually good news. There was a 17th century gold ring estimated to fetch at least $12,000 at a British auction after being found by a retired school teacher in his back garden. His name is Richard McKay, and he was just planting a shrub, and all of a sudden he came across this ring from 1620. Imagine that, just doing some yard work, trying to get your thing on, and then all of a sudden you see something shiny, you pick it up. It is a ring from 1620, expected to fetch you around $12,000. The ring bears a seal with the coat of arms of the Cockrum family, has the initials HC behind it, and the family was great patrons of the church, apparently, and their name comes from an old English, old English word meaning dweller by this dream. So the 71-year-old former teacher was very excited when he dug up the ring, which has now been recorded, and it is, yeah, it goes up for auction this week, so we'll see how much it actually garners, how much it grabs. Okay, and last but not least, a little bit of sad news. The world's loneliest orca, Kifka, died at the Ontario Marine Park. Canada's last living orca in captivity has passed away, and officials with the organization, with the park, have said that she had been sick, declining health for quite some time, at least the last few weeks, and they were doing their best to keep her as comfortable as possible. She was 47 years old at the time of her death. Marineland's marine mammal care team and experts, that's who are really mourning her loss and said that they really did everything possible. And PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, pretty much dubbed Kiska the world's loneliest orca after all of her calves died. She's pretty much been living alone in her tank since 2011. And that's just really sad, really heartbreaking. Canada eventually passed a bill in 2019 ending the captivity of whales and dolphins. However, Marineland was able to keep Kiska due to a grandfather clause that granted the park an exemption, unfortunately. And despite this, PETA and several other animal organizations, animal rights organizations, campaigned for Kiska's release for years and years. And so that's just really sad with her death and just that whole nickname of being the loneliest orca. She spent her final years just floating listlessly and even banging her head against the tank's walls. Like, how is this okay? Clearly it's not okay anymore because they passed these laws, but how is this ever okay? It is so sad. This is just, let me take a moment. And that's just really sad. Okay, we're going to be getting into movie news with Chucker, and that's going to be a lot more fun than that last news.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com.
That's GCNloans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stephen's Good Day Radio program. Hooray for Hollywood. Hooray for Chuck, our movie critic and guru. Guru, you watched the Oscars, right?
I did. Here's my opinion. I thought Jimmy Kimmel did a fine job. The show felt, for the most part, very comfortable. He was a good host. He's good on live television. Very relaxed. I think that's what the telecast, for the most part, needed. At the end of the day, you're talking about a 3.5-hour telecast where at least half the awards, most of the general public could care less. So that's always an issue with the Oscars. You know, it's not, obviously it's not a fast-moving show, but I thought it had some decent entertainment value. Everything Everywhere All at Once wound up winning 7 Oscars, including Best Picture. It actually, Jay, was the first movie ever that got a Best Picture Oscar and also snagged 3 acting awards. Jamie Lee Curtis, Michelle Yeoh, and the kid who played the Short Round as a grown-up won Best Supporting Actor. Those were good moments. Michelle Yeoh, also the first Asian person to ever win an Oscar for Best Actress. So that was good moments. There were some people on Twitter that talked about the fact that Angela Bassett, who was also nominated for Best Supporting Actress for Black Panther Wakanda Forever, sort of didn't stand up and applaud. I guess she was a little bummed she didn't win. That's fine. She has a right to be bummed. I mean, it's competitive. People do want to win.
Yeah, and there's so much speculation of how people respond when their name's not the one called. But it's like, you know what?
It's a weird thing. It's got to be weird. Listen, it's always weird because
reaction.
If you're competitive and you're geared to want to win, because let's be honest, like Jamie Lee Curtis won for Best Supporting Actress, and in a lot of ways, that was somewhat of a lifetime achievement award. I mean, she's well-liked in the industry. She's worked forever. She's been a major part of the Halloween franchise, which is never going to win any Oscars, but she's put her time in. And I look back and I say to myself, there's two moments during the Oscars which I think were big missed opportunities years past. One, Mickey Rourke not winning the Oscar for The Wrestler. That was a good story. Won every award but that. And then Sylvester Stallone didn't win the Oscar for Rocky Balboa in Creed, and he should have, because he missed that on a great television moment. He won the Golden Globe and all the other awards, but not the Oscar. For whatever reason, they do that. But I think as a whole, it was a decent broad. It was a very watchable broadcast, and also coming post COVID, post Will Smith slap. They got the telecast, and I think the Academy as a whole on the right track. So, I mean, I enjoyed it for the most part.
Listen, what was the deal with the Little Mermaid trailer, full trailer being made during the Oscars?
They brought out the actress who is the star of the Little Mermaid. They talked about the Little Mermaid, and then they showed the trailer right after that. It was sort of shoehorned. Obviously, Disney wanted to launch the live action Little Mermaid in a big way during this telecast. ABC, Disney owns ABC, so they probably bought it on a 1 minute commercial, not getting our ad time, so running their promotional trailer. It was an effective trailer, but the way it was shoehorned into the telecast, I got to be honest, I've never seen anything like that before. But it is what it is.
Wow. My goodness. Okay, so Scream 6, box office, how'd it do?
It did well. $44 million, number one. That's the biggest opening in the history of the Scream franchise, which, believe it or not, Jay, now goes back 28 years. Creed 3, last week's number one movie, dropped off 54%, which is a good hold off a big opening. $27 million a weekend, number two, $101 million in 10 days of release. They're already talking about sequels and a possible spin-offs of either sequels or TV shows of that franchise. 65, which is a movie that was primarily sort of dumped into the marketplace, despite the fact that this was a $90 million movie. Adam Brody stars in basically a dinosaur film, which was not reviewed for critics until the day of its release. Still, it did $12 million in business, not the opening they wanted, but not an absolute complete disaster. And there's a movie called Champion with Woody Harrelson, a very politically incorrect comedy, opened on 3,000 screens, did $5 million in business. I got to be honest, in the age of woke, if you watch this trailer to this movie, Champions, you would not think it was the type of movie that would be greenlit in Hollywood, but they did, and it did $5 million in business.
My goodness. Well, that's a great recap. Thank you so much, Chuck.
Thank you.
It is 58 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.